café?
I'd like to call to order the regularly scheduled Madison Plains Board of Education meeting. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Mason?
Here.
Mrs. Ankus?
Here.
Mr. Butts?
Here.
Mrs. Hooley?
Here.
Mr. Eisler and I are also here.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So now we move to board work session and oath of office.
Mr. President.
Take pictures.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Michael English.
I, Michael English.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge my duties.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge my duties.
As member of the Board of Education of the Madison Plains Local School District.
As member of the Board of Education of the Madison Plains Local School District.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
And in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereinafter to be enacted.
In accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted.
During my continuance in said office.
During my continuance in said office.
And until my successor is chosen and qualified.
And until my successor is chosen and qualified.
Congratulations.
Welcome. And I appreciate everybody that had interest in the position. We were very blessed to have a good pool of people, and I'm excited to have Mr. English on the board. All right, so continuing on with the board work session, oftentimes we get to talk about good, happy things on this board and celebrate our district. But also we have to talk about difficult times, difficult things. Last week we had a tragic loss of 2019 Madison Plains graduate Mason Cordell. Mason was a special young man that our Madison Plains community was blessed to have a part of it. Madison Plains has a history of coming together in difficult times. And we're here to help the Cordell family in any way we can. Please keep them in your thoughts and prayers. We'll take just a brief moment of silence in Mason's honor. Thank you. Mr. Iso, if you could say the details as far as his viewing and his funeral.
Yes. The viewing will be here tomorrow at Madison Plains High School on Wednesday, July 24th. It will be from 2 o'clock in the afternoon until 8 o'clock in the afternoon. And then the funeral is at the Mount Sterling Church of the Nazarene, and it is at 11 o'clock in the morning on Thursday, the 25th. So those are the details of the arrangements. We have been working to make sure that everything is ready here at school for this, trying to make sure that everything is perfect. And I have been in contact with the Madison County Crisis Response Team, and they are working on trying to get some grief counselors here as well to assist our students and anyone else who may have a need at the calling hours tomorrow.
I appreciate that. I think I saw there's going to be a scholarship fund set up for him mm-hmm. as well. So, you can just get the word out how people can donate to that.
Yeah, we will do that. I don't have those details yet, but I have been told as well that is something that is in the books. So.
Thank you. Anything else for board work session?
No.
Let's see, anybody signed up for public communication? So next we'll go to Section B, approval of board minutes.
Mr. President, I make a motion that the minutes of the June 18th, 2019 regular meeting,
June 27th, 2019, special meeting, and July 9th, 2019, special meeting be approved as written.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Potts?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Mr. English?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
I don't think we have anything in section E through G, is that correct?
Correct.
Do we want to discuss when we're going to start back up the board committee meetings?
Yes, we will resume board committee meetings in August. We have been on summer hiatus here from June and July because there have not been a lot of people around, a lot of people are on vacation and various things, so those committee meetings will resume in August.
Mr. English, maybe if you'd reach out to Mr. Eisler, we can get you on some of those committees, potentially the ones that have been vacated by Mr. Eisler. All right. So next we go to Section H, Treasurer's Report.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. Treasurer's Report, I just have my financial statements. What I do have to report is that our fiscal year is complete, so our spending plan is fully complete now, so we can kind of review that and see where we ended up. I will try and highlight some things. Our revenues were up 3% on the year, and our expenditures were down 1% on the year. So all in all, that's a good year. I don't know, it's been a long time since we've had those in juxtaposition each other like that, where one, you know, revenues are up, expenditures are down. Usually it's the other way around. So that's good news. We did end up with an ending balance of $1,693,949. Or no, I'm sorry, $1,682,445. So you see there in the yellow, that's where we ended up. We did fall a little bit short of our estimation. I can explain that. We received, if you remember last year, we received $800,000 in July, that we expected to receive a portion of that in June. So I had built on the expectation that we would receive the full amount plus that $800,000, which means we would have received a little more this year. Well, the trend has continued that we are receiving more in July than what we traditionally received in June, to the extent that we had a $1.2 million check come to us in July. And normally, or historically, we've had a large portion of that come to us in June. So the good news is, again, revenues were still up. Property tax receipts were still up in total. It's just finding that new historical average has been a little difficult right now with receiving those amounts in July. The check's literally dated like July 4th when that $1.2 million check comes in. So it just misses the mark. It's a timing issue. But we should be able to build off of that as our new running average moving forward. So nothing, you know, too out of the ordinary other than that timing issue. Everything else, like I said, revenue's up, expenditure's down. That's a good thing. We are starting off the year with less than what we started off the year last year. As you remember, we had the tax anticipation note we required last year. I am hoping that with the income tax receipts coming in quarterly, that we'll be able to apply that. We should have a check coming here real soon, and then we'll also have one later on in the year, two more later on in the year. So we'll see how those come in. We've been kind of bringing them in ahead of estimates so far. We expected $100,000 last year, we got $150,000. So hopefully that trend continues and we're collecting on the high end.
That's the April?
The April
intake?
Yeah. So that's really all I have. The next meeting, I should have some final appropriations for you because our grant funding should be finalized by then, and we'll be able to get our final appropriations on for the year. Okay. Any questions?
No.
Who's my report?
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the Treasurer, the Board approve financial items H3.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Buds?
Yes.
Mr. English?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Now move to Section I, Superintendent's Report.
Mr. President, members of the board, just a few items for discussion this evening. I attended a meeting today about the Champion Latchkey Program. This is a program that at least one other area school district is going to be implementing. It is an opportunity for our school district to host a before and after school program. Mr. Miller was in attendance with me today, and so we are going to begin to explore this as a possibility. If we were to move forward with it, I think there is an opportunity for us to perhaps implement mid-year. It will take some time to get some things up and running and in place, but I think it is an opportunity for us that is worth looking into. I know that there have been some mixed reviews about latchkey programs in the past, but I think this is something that warrants our interest. So we will take a look at that. One of the other items that I just wanted to mention, just in terms of discussion this evening, one of the items that is before you this evening is a proposal for crack sealing and seal coating of the high school parking lot. If that is approved this evening by the board, that work will likely begin later this week, and it will be a 5-day project. There is a possibility that it could start on Thursday, but if not Thursday, then we're looking at Friday as a start time. So looking forward to getting that work done. We are aware that all of the parking lots in the district need some work, but we had to prioritize with other needs that we have. And so the high school and the junior high parking lot right now is the one that's going to get some attention, and then in future years we will work on the other lots as well. And then finally, just a quick reminder that next month, Mr. Dan O'Brinba from Fannie and Howie will be joining us for a conversation on how we can engage our community about our facilities, engage them in a conversation. So he will be here next month to talk to us about how we can go about doing that. So excited for that conversation. And that is all I have for discussion items.
Thank you. Okay, so next we'll move this. Do we have anything for Section J, policy and governance?
No, we do not, sir.
Next is Section K, business, new business.
And just a couple of items for you there, one of which is a nursing services contract. This is an annual renewal that we do every year through the Madison County Public Health Department. All four of the traditional districts in the county get their nursing services through the Madison County Public Health. We are no different, so that is what that is there for. And then the other one is the contractor proposal for the parking lot project. And we did an RFP for that. There was a request for proposals. Mr. Mustine and Mr. Garrett and I reviewed those proposals. We had several come in, and the one that is before you, we believe is the lowest and the best for our needs right now.
Discussion? Let's have a motion.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve business items K2 through K3.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Booby?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. English?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Next, we'll move to Section L, personnel.
And a number of different things before you this evening in terms of personnel. There is an item before you for tutor contracts for extended services for students. Those students are special education students, and so those services are currently underway. So that is why that is there before you. There are a variety of supplemental contracts before you, both in the academic realm and the athletic realm. There was also a motion before you on a correction to some supplementals that were on the agenda last month. There were just a few inaccuracies in the list in terms of some of the names of the supplementals. So there's a motion before you just to acknowledge that we're correcting that. There is a substitute cook list before you. There are currently 9 subs on the substitute cook list. Mm-hmm. And then there is a substitute aid list, and there are 5 aides on the list, and we do not have any conflicts of interest, so we are clear there. So all members can vote.
Okay, Mr. President, I make a motion that upon the recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve personnel items L2 through L6.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mrs. Hooley?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnekus?
Yes.
Mr. English?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Let's move to section M, donations.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following donations. $10,000 from Seed Consultants to the athletics for the high school scorers table.
Second.
Discussion? I always like to say this. Seed Consultants has been incredibly good to Madison Plains.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the higher up individuals there, Daniel Call and Stuart Yensel, which are both Madison Plains graduates, and very appreciative. Appreciate all the hard work that went into getting that donation. Brandon and everybody else that was involved with that. So Stu's a good friend of mine. I just want to make sure publicly say thank you. I appreciate how good they are to Madison Plains. Roll call, please.
I think this will really be a nice addition to our high school gymnasium. We are doing some work around the campus to freshen things up a little bit, and this will be a wonderful addition. So we are grateful for what Seed Consultants and all the other people who donate their time and services do. But this is wonderful.
Roll call, please.
Mrs. Hooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. English?
Yes.
Mrs.
Zinnekus? Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
New agenda item. So now we're going to go to section O, executive session. I move that we enter to executive session at 7:16 p.m. for the purpose of section 4, preparing for, conducting, or reviewing negotiation and bargaining session with public employees.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
We want to discuss humor of us in the executive session. If not, that's fine. I just wanted to add it to personnel.
We'll add it. We won't to any great degree, but we maybe will get at least mention it. So that's fair. Section one, basically to start the annual review process for the treasurer and the superintendent. So I think we have a second.
Yes.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnekus?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Hooley?
Yes.
Mr. English?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0 for executive session.
There will be no action taken after executive session. Our next regularly scheduled board meeting is August 20th at 7 p.m. here in the district meeting. Thank you.